Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we dove into new release, Called to Reckon, Replacing History and Reclaiming Mission at a Midwestern College, edited by Jane E. Simonson. This week, we're discussing one of our 2025 titles and the most recent addition to the Perspectives on Crime and Justice series, Evolving Constitutional Rights, The Roberts Court and Criminal Justice, by Christopher E. Smith, Michael A. McCall, and Madhavi M. McCall. Evolving Constitutional Rights, The Roberts Court and Criminal Justice offers a compelling and in-depth analysis of how the U.S. Supreme Court has reshaped constitutional protections under Chief Justice John Roberts. The authors examine the court's significant decisions from 2005 to Justice Breyer's retirement in 2022, revealing a complex judicial landscape where traditional doctrines are revised and fundamental rights are redefined. The Roberts Court played a decisive role in some of the most contentious issues in American law. Due to several justices' application of originalist interpretations, its rulings have reconfigured key constitutional protections, often in ways that expand the authority of law enforcement while constraining legislative power over criminal statutes. The trajectory of the court's conservative supermajority raises pressing questions about the future of constitutional rights. Taking a rigorous yet accessible approach, Evolving Constitutional Rights breaks down the court's influence across the full spectrum of criminal justice issues, from sentencing and trial rights to search and seizure protections, Miranda warnings, and corrections policies. Using both legal and empirical analysis, the authors track patterns in judicial ideology, uncovering how the Roberts Court has not only reinforced conservative principles, but also unexpectedly broadened rights in areas such as digital privacy and defense counsel obligations. This timely and insightful book goes beyond historical rulings to offer a forward-looking perspective on the Supreme Court's role in shaping public safety, legal precedent, and the balance of power in American government. Essential reading for legal scholars, policymakers, and anyone concerned with the future of constitutional rights, this new volume provides a clear and authoritative examination of the Roberts Court's lasting impact on American law. David Schultz, Distinguished Professor of Political Science and Legal Studies at Hamline University, says that Evolving Constitutional Rights is, beyond a doubt, the best and most comprehensive examination of how the Roberts Court's criminal justice decisions are the culmination of what conservatives have wanted to achieve for nearly 50 years. The authors bring a rich legal and political science methodology to their research, ably documenting how the Roberts Court has transformed the criminal justice system in America. Craig Hemmons, professor of criminal justice and criminology at Washington State University, adds, "This book provides an outstanding overview and analysis of the Roberts Court's impact on criminal justice policy. It is timely, superbly researched, and well argued. Highly recommended for anyone interested in how the Supreme Court's rightward turn has affected the administration of criminal justice in the 21st century." In the book's first chapter, the authors detail the history of how the Roberts Court came to be. They write, "On July 1, 2005, Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, announced her retirement from the nation's highest court after 24 years of influential service as an associate justice. The announcement caught many observers by surprise because Chief Justice William Rehnquist was known to be ill with thyroid cancer and was predicted to be the next person to retire from the court. Although O'Connor did not give a reason for her retirement, observers presume that she felt the need to direct her time to caring for her husband, who suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Less than 3 weeks later, President George W. Bush announced that he was nominating accomplished attorney and federal appellate court judge John G. Roberts to replace O'Connor as one of the 8 associate justices on the 9-member court. Had events moved forward as they appeared to be going in mid-2005, there would have been no Roberts Court era. Supreme Court eras are named after the chief justices who led the court during a specific period, and Roberts was slated to replace O'Connor as an associate justice. However, Chief Justice Rehnquist passed away in the first week of September 2005, and President Bush immediately reacted by nominating Roberts to be Chief Justice of the United States. Justice O'Connor announced that she would remain on the court until her new replacement could be nominated by President Bush and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The Roberts Court era began on September 29, 2005, when Roberts was confirmed by the Senate and took his oath of office. As a practical matter, there is no reason to regard the first months of the Roberts Court era as any different from the final decade of the Rehnquist Court era. The 8 associate justices were the same people who had served together as a group since the confirmation of President Bill Clinton's appointee, Justice Stephen Breyer, in 1994. In addition, Roberts was not expected to differ dramatically from Rehnquist in his approach to judicial decision-making. Roberts has served as a law clerk to Rehnquist and then spent his career in Republican administrations and private practice prior to appointment to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit in 2003. Like Rehnquist, he had developed a reputation as a conservative jurist. A more significant change occurred when Appellate Court Judge Samuel Alito was confirmed to replace Justice O'Connor on January 31, 2006. Justice Alito proved to be more conservative than O'Connor. Thus, the Roberts Court's identity and decision-making patterns began to take shape within months of the era's initiation when a distinctively conservative justice joined the divided court and began to cast votes in a manner that differed from his predecessor's votes. Throughout this book, the terms liberal and conservative with respect to Supreme Court justices and their decisions will be used in a manner consistent with usage in judicial studies. In criminal justice cases, liberal decisions are those that support claims by individuals, including criminal suspects, defendants, and those serving sentences after conviction. By contrast, conservative decisions endorse the authority and actions of police, prosecutors, judges, and corrections officials. Obviously, these definitions do not apply neatly for all issues, such as the issue of gun owners' Second Amendment rights, for which political conservatives often support individuals' rights and political liberals seek to expand the government's regulatory authority. You can buy your own copy of Evolving Constitutional Rights, The Roberts Court and Criminal Justice from our website at siupress.com. Use code HOLIDAY when you check out for a 40% discount during our holiday sale, which ends on January 31st. Join us next week to hear about some of the fantastic titles the press is celebrating for Black History Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.